Activity 1. Please listen to your CD. You can play it 3 times and then answer the questions in your course. The best way to listen is A. Straight through to get a general impression. B. A second time taking notes with your eye on the questions so you can know the answer. C. A third time stopping the CD at the pauses, answering questions, then moving on.
English and languages today. The world is becoming increasingly international, and though English still has immense power, over 350 million speakers, plus innumerable millions for whom English is the official second language, it would be presumptuous to assume there are no rivals. Russian, for example, dominates much of the Eastern world, with its approximately 175 million speakers, beaten, of course, by Chinese, with a massive 1,125 million. And Japanese doesn't do too badly, with 120 million. Of course, there is Spanish, 225 million, Portuguese, 155 million, and German, 120 million, followed amazingly by French, with only 70 million, far fewer than one might have thought. Though most of these people will speak English as the second language to their own, we have to recognise that increasingly they are objecting to speaking in English, which is, at the end of the day, a foreign language to all of them. We are back to the old business joke of the German who, when asked what language he spoke, answered, doubtless in perfect English, "I speak English when I am selling, German when I am buying." English is a beautiful and extremely complex language. But if we are to move with the times, we have to recognise that it is only one out of many in our so varied world, and all languages nowadays want their share of attention.